All right, joining us from CSN Bay Area, Alex Pavlovich, Rookie of the Year with us a few years ago, Sophomore of the Year, Junior of the Year, and then he left. Now he's on TV with CSN Bay Area. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really happy as you read that intro that I'm not in surprise today.
Really?
Because that could have been... That's an hour away.
Yeah, that's true. That's about the longest trip. And then, of course, as Andy Baggerly says, Bell Road. You don't want to get on Bell Road. But you're not there today. And why are you not there today? Why are you here?
You know, we usually stay where the manager goes, or we usually go where the manager goes.
Going.
He is going. He's going to see Brett's pitching out there today. So I think that's part of the reason he's going out there. But, well, first of all, it's like day 31 here.
Yeah.
And so the option of staying here or going to Surprise to see basically the same lineup. And also, for me, I wanted to see Bumgarner versus Mike Trout.
So. Yeah. I said, look, and you've seen the lineup. I've told it to the fans. This is Sunday baseball for me. You know,
I like it. It's the one we saw yesterday.
Oh, come on. The one we saw. I didn't even see those names in the baseball prospect book.
I didn't know any of them.
I looked them up this morning. The Angel prospect book has like 20 pitchers and about 10 position players, and I didn't see any of those guys except for Featherston in there. But today we got Cole Calhoun, Mike Trout. I haven't seen much of Calhoun either. Pujols, Jose Mota went on and on about Pujols yesterday, how he's in great shape. David Freese, who I really like. I thought the Giants should have gone after him. Ibar, C.J. Krohn, saw a lot of him in the fall league. Good power hitter. Iannetta, Calgill, and Rutledge we remember from Colorado.
I'm looking at the 517 in the batting average category for Mike Trout. So that'll be fun. I mean, this is...
Come on. And this guy, the pitcher today, has got to pitch today. He's got to give you a few innings today.
Yeah, and everybody says it's spring, and these results don't matter. But at some point, you want to see guys get locked in. And I think for Madison especially, getting to face that lineup this close to opening day, he doesn't have to worry about, you know, when he faces the Diamondbacks, it's a little bit of, I'm going to see them in 2 weeks. But he can throw whatever at Trout today because it doesn't matter. He won't see him until
June,
middle
July,
of the season. Yeah. So I think we'll get a really good matchup today. And really, he hasn't had a great spring. So it'll be a good indication of where Madison is at this point.
Yeah, I like it. Alex Pavlovich with us. I told the fans yesterday what he looks like these days, Bumgarner. He looks like Mountain Man. He's looking different. His hair is really long. It's thick. He's got like a big beard. And he looks like a guy who just, you know, spent about 6 weeks in the Smoky Mountains and came down and said, hey, what's going on down
here?
Which
he pretty much did.
Really?
So I think it's cool. It goes with the whole persona that I think people saw last October of this guy who's basically Paul Bunyan out there and then comes out and he's the best, you know, big game pitcher in the world right now. So it is cool. He kind of doubled down on it. We saw him on... doing some late night talk shows and all that, and maybe you thought, hey, maybe he'll go a little Hollywood and maybe he'll start doing these commercials. But I think he doubled down on being himself, which is really cool to see.
Yeah, he is. Where do you see? Really, I saw him in the clubhouse the other day, and I hadn't really looked at him that carefully. I said, holy cow.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, he looks like he's come out of the mountains. He looks like that kind of player. All right, Angel Pagan update today. I was sitting here doing the show. I watched batting practice. He was taking BP today. What's up with him?
Well, he's on schedule, I think. You know, they told us they hope to have him back out here on Sunday and then hope to have him in a game Tuesday or Wednesday, and that was when he had the injections. And so he was out here yesterday. He looked good. And today took BP, so I think all signs are positive right now, at least in terms of what he's dealing with. So, again, with him, it's like you wait until you see him on the field and wait until you see him play two or three days in a row and see him running around and diving and all that. But I think given the scare they had last week and some of the conversations we were having about who plays here and who plays center, who leads off and all that, the fact that he's able to be out there and take BP today, I think is a good sign.
Yeah, I think so. And he told me Wednesday he thought he'd be in the lineup, and Wednesday explained problems sleeping with the bed, and it sounded like Goldilocks. He had to get the right mattress, and until he got it, it wasn't going to work. But he essentially wants to sleep on a board or on top of a table. He needs a hard mattress, and I guess he didn't have it, and that's sort of what irritated the area. But he got his injections, and he's as happy as a lark today.
Yeah, you know, and the good thing is it wasn't like an epidural. It was just a pain thing. So, you know, once you go out there, there's no reason to deal with pain in March. We'll see in April if this pops up again. If these guys do fly a lot, and even though they got a new plane, it's still a lot of travel. You don't have control over what beds you sleep in when you're on the road. So I think this may be something we see again, and at that point it becomes a pain management issue.
Anything jumping out at you at the camp? You know, there's some competitions, Sanchez-Susek. Susek back today. It's his birthday today, by the way. So he's back today. The bullpen stuff with Contos, Machi, and there's Strickland. The outfield stuff, we know Pence is out. Maxwell, Brown, Duval, where does he fit in? Well, what's cooking with those guys?
Those have really been like some kind of lackluster competitions, I think, for the most part. I haven't seen a lot of separation. I think the one where you may be starting to see some separation is the catching issue, because Susek unfortunately had to miss about a week here and get that cortisone injection, and that set him back. And Hector, to his credit, took advantage of the time he got and his swinging better, and they really have talked about defense is going to be the big issue for him there, and whoever backs up Buster to start the season, it's going to be a defensive issue, and he's looked much better the last week or so here, especially yesterday, had a really nice game, and one thing that stood out yesterday was you're reminded of how well he works with Tim Wincecum. And the Timmy Buster thing is not an issue. Those two get along just fine. But Timmy does enjoy throwing a Hector, they mesh well, and their personalities, I think, fit well. And Hector has always worked well with him. So when you start looking at what they're doing in April, if Timmy's able to get out there and is able to be healthy enough to be in the rotation the first week, I think that's another check for Hector that helps him.
Yeah, I agree. And Lincecum has enough time to get it together. He went four innings yesterday, 41 pitches, and against a minor league lineup. But, he got through it and didn't walk anybody. He walked one and no strikeouts. Tomorrow, Kansas City comes in, and I'm anxious to see them. They're throwing some major pitchers at the Giants tomorrow. Giants are TBA. Why, they haven't announced a pitcher tomorrow?
Oh, I hadn't noticed that. But, it should have been Peavy, I guess. But.
Right, shouldn't it? Or Kane or Peavy, I guess. But 323, TBA.
The one thing is, the more I talk to guys down there and even talk to some of the pitchers and talk to some of the coaches, it does seem like a lot of this is up in the air in terms of, let's just see who's healthy on April 6th. And so I do think, we look at the schedule, there's a lot of guys there's been other TBA dates. There's been guys who are throwing in minor league camp, guys who want to throw in minor league camp who haven't done so yet, guys who are behind as far as pitch count goes and all that. So I do think we're at a point here where they are going, not day to day, but it's a little bit different than in the past where you could, we used to look at the calendar and literally count forwards, and you could figure out the opening day rotation by looking at who was starting on certain days in the spring. And
I don't think
you can do that, because I don't think we know which five are going to be healthy on April 6th. Yeah. And I don't think they know that yet. They need to figure out who can get through six innings in April. And right now, how many guys have we seen do it?
Nobody.
You feel good about Bumgarner. I feel good about Ryan Vogelsong. Jake Peavy's been fine, but there's other question marks there in terms
Hudson
of guys
gave
who are...
Hudson gave you a little bit the other night.
He threw well, but needs to get that pitch count up.
Yeah, and he's got to do it a couple of times.
Yeah.
That's all, especially with Kane. I want to see Kane in big league games do it against these. Now, why rush Kane? And why put that pressure on him? Because you want the guy for the whole season. And if he's not completely ready to start, you can DL him to start. You don't have to have him out there. You want his pitch count, his arm strength to be there. And you want his confidence to be there, because you need him for the long run. He's still the question mark for me.
I think we've talked about this, you and I, just quite a bit this spring of who's going to start the season on the DL. And I don't know who it's going to be, but I think I'm right there with you that somebody will, because, one, they don't want to lose pitchers. And two, you're right, there's no need to rush any of these guys. And really, I felt the whole time that one way or another we're going to see Ryan Vogelsong starting in the beginning of April. And I think what we've seen here is just kind of reinforced that. So I can't tell you who it's going to be. I can't tell you where he's going to be in the rotation. I can't tell you who's going to be on the DL. But I just have a feeling, I think you have the same feeling, that we're going to see one or two guys who are held back a little bit. And they'll look at the long picture. It's a long season. So, the first couple weeks, you like to get off to a good start, but it's not a huge deal.
Did you take a drink?
He can
hit. It's a long season.
Is that one of them?
Long season. Come on, that's one of my favorites.
Could.
You're right up there. You're good. You're getting all my sayings down. I like that.
I'll play Marty Bingo.
All right. Well, we know where you will be when all these announcements come out. You'll be on CSN. You enjoying it?
I am. I'm ready to go home, though. So.
Well, you know the old story. No matter how long spring training is, it's a week too long.
Yeah.
It's 1 week too long. It's Leonard Coppett said this when I first started, and it's been true every single year. No matter if it's 2 weeks, it's a week too long, and that's the way it works.
I'm doing these recaps every day for CSN Bay Area, and they have us put what day it is, and it was cool at first. It's like, oh, you know, we're 2 weeks into camp, and now I look at it and I go, well, today's day 31. So it's, you know, I'll be very happy when we get up to around 40 and we're all ready to go home. And, as much fun as Bumgarner Trout's going to be, I think it'll be nice to have these games
We're ready
matter.
For the story.
We are.
We're ready for the story. All right, Alex, thanks so much.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, that is Alex Pavlovich. More coming up. You can hear the music in the background. Giants baseball coming up shortly. We'll be back with you right after this on the Sports Leader.